Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. It's Roshan Muhammad Saleh here, the editor of Five Pillars, and we're on the road today from Kabul to Jalalabad. And the reason why I wanted to get out of Kabul is because I wanted to give you a more rounded impression of what Afghanistan is like. Obviously, when the mainstream media come to Afghanistan, they usually stay in Kabul, the capital city, which is more liberal, which is perhaps a bit less religious. Whereas most Afghans actually live in rural areas in the countryside where it's more conservative and it's more religious. And the other thing is that Kabul, the capital city, benefited more from the US-led occupation, with money and jobs being provided to a lot of people. Whereas in the rural areas, well, the occupation or the benefits of the occupation never actually stretched that far. And the lives of the people around here haven't really changed much. Kabul to Jalalabad is a 3-hour drive through some spectacular mountain scenery. Village life is simple, and not all houses have simple things like electricity. Life revolves around the 5 daily prayers, a subsistence existence, and early nights. We stopped off at this village for a fried fish breakfast and a chat with the locals. I fry fish in the Surubi district of Kabul. People from Kabul and Kandahar, they come here on the way to Jalalabad. They eat fish here. Work was pretty good in the past, but alhamdulillah, during the Taliban, work is much better now. When foreigners were here, it was helpful for those people who worked for them. They got financial benefits, like a salary. But we were poor all the time, so we live in the same way. But after the economy has collapsed, it is getting worse. And I believe if donors helped us, common people such as us, the situation would be much better. I'm Muhammad Aga, resident of Surubi district of Kabul province. We want to help the new Islamic Emirate to get developed. We desire peace, prosperity, and we hope that we can put an end to all this bloodshed and fighting. And during this administration, we will be able to worship Allah better. With the Taliban, things like corruption and terror attacks have come to an end. Of course, we still have problems, but we're hopeful that the Taliban can solve our economic issues. Jalalabad is an eastern city near the Pakistani border. It's mainly Pashtun, just like the Taliban. US money didn't exactly pour into this area, and sympathy for the Taliban is much higher than in liberal Kabul. But when we arrived, security was really high because of Daesh or ISIS-K attacks. They think the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan isn't Islamic enough. So we've just arrived in Jalalabad a few hours ago, and it's obvious as soon as we arrived that there was loads of extra security here compared to Kabul. And the reason for that was because it's basically experienced quite a few Daesh or ISIS attacks, ISIS-K attacks, in the last few weeks and months. Now, we were detained for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. The authorities, the local Islamic Emirate authorities, really checked out our papers very thoroughly. It was a bit irritating, if I'm completely honest. They made us wait, but they were very nice. And to be honest, if I was in their position, I probably would have done the same thing. We are responsible for ensuring the security of common people. They help us to do it. The people of Afghanistan want the Islamic Emirate to maintain power, and we call upon them to cooperate so that things don't collapse again like with the previous government.
How has life changed for you? Obviously, recently we have a new Islamic Emirate. Has your life changed at all?
Yeah, so you know the government of Afghanistan changed before the president, and now is the Islamic Emirate. In Afghanistan, the security is very good from the past, and now we can feeling the peaceful. But the economic situation of Afghanistan is very bad because the people of Afghanistan are very poor, and they face with a problem. The winter season is also coming, and they don't have any job and any money, so they use them.
Are you glad that the Americans have gone?
If we think about the security of Afghanistan, we are glad and we are happy. But if we see the people of Afghanistan, the people of Afghanistan are very poor because we are unhappy about them.
What about Islam? We have a new Islamic Emirates, a new Islamic society. Is that a good thing?
Yes, Islamic society is a good thing, and also Islam religion is a good religion than another religion. And all the people of Afghanistan want Islam religion. Islam is a good religion because Islam have a lot of the rule for the everything.
So you're happy that you're going to have Sharia law now?
I happy, and I hope in the future.
Alhamdulillah, security is good here. Allah is great. We want Him to help us. Now with the Taliban, we have security. In our work, there are some negative changes that have also put us under some pressure. But we are happy generally with the new changes. We're glad that Afghans are no longer being killed. It's true donors are not here, and due to that we have financial problems. But we want the world to recognize the Islamic Emirate and to cooperate with them to change such problems and make them into opportunities, work opportunities. My particular job, making ice cream, is relevant to the seasons. So, to be honest, now under the Taliban, things haven't really changed much for me. In summer, autumn, work is much better. I just want Afghans to be patient and help this new government succeed. On the way back to Kabul, we were stopped several more times. Again, this was very irritating and I thought unnecessary. But later, I was told that the Taliban would need time to change their attitude towards foreign journalists. They've been demonized for decades by foreign journalists who have justified war and occupation. And it's going to take a long time for trust to be restored.